Society. It has been a challenging couple of years, and through it all, our amazing team has continued to save lives. We have so many fantastic animals that are looking for their forever homes, and with adoption fees so low, now is the time to add to your family. With puppies, kittens, dogs, cats, and so many more, we have the perfect addition. Come join our team as a volunteer and help in an area that works for you. Walking dogs, socializing cats, helping in our veterinary hospital, or folding laundry. We have many opportunities and welcome all volunteers. For more information, please visit our website at havenhumane.org or follow us on Facebook. On behalf of the entire Haven team, thank you for all of your continued support as together we get closer every day to a North State with no more homeless pets.
This is Carl Bott and Ted Leidy. We want to invite you to our new show, Man Up, the fourth Thursday of each month, right here on KCNR 96.5 FM and 1460 AM.
Man Up, 6 to 7 p.m., where we explore the lost art of being a man.
Spirits, cigars, and hit the ground running when you get up in the morning. That's what Man Up's going to be about.
Oh, don't forget motorcycles, guns, and hard work every day.
And those things that men talk about when women aren't around.
That's right. Even cooking sometimes.
Even cooking sometimes. People, places, and things.
Serving your family, your community, and your country.
Man Up. Fourth Thursday of each month from 6 to 7 p.m. right here on Free Fire Radio.
Money Pit is presented by LL Flooring, Quikrete, Aero Fasteners, The Angie App, Wagner Sprayers, and Castle Filters. Now here are Tom and Leslie.
Coast to coast and floorboards to shingles, this is The Money Pit, Home Improvement Show. I'm Tom Kreitler.
And I'm Leslie Segretti.
And home improvement is what we do. Well, more specifically, we help you with your home improvements, your remodeling projects, your decor projects. If you're doing it yourself or you're getting a pro to help, we can help answer questions to help you get started on the right foot. If you don't know where to start, you can start right here by calling us at 1-888-MONEYPIT or posting your question on moneypit.com. Just click the blue microphone button, and we will talk about your project and hopefully save you some money, save you some time, save you some aggravation so you can get to enjoying that new space ASAP. Coming up on today's show, are you getting ready to take a vacation this summer? Well, if you are, it'd be a great idea to set your house up to save some money while you're away. So we're going to share some tips on how you can do that.
And if your lawn is full of weeds, don't just pull them before you pay attention to what's causing that problem. We're going to share how to read your weeds just ahead.
And we've got some tips to help you keep your AC chugging along through the hottest days of the summer.
And we've got a great prize to give away this hour. We've got some super useful tools that will last a lifetime. We've got the Arrow Stapler and an amazing temp control glue gun coming up for one lucky winner.
So give us a call right now. We'll toss your name in the Money Pit hard hat. And if you are drawn out at the end of today's show, we'll be sending you the GT300 Professional High Temp Glue Gun from Arrow Fastener, along with a TacMate staple gun so you can get started on some projects. The number again is 1-888-MONEYPIT. Let's get to it. Leslie, who's first?
Helen in Arizona is on the line with a question about some bubbling paint. What is going on?
I had my the exterior of my home painted last summer, and the painter had power washed it, came back in a couple of days, a day or two, and actually did the painting. And it was about 2 months after that, I happened to notice little bubbles appearing under the paint, and I presume that's because there's water under that paint.
Not necessarily. What you have is an adhesion issue, so the paint's not sticking to the wood siding or the substrate, whatever it is. This is a wood-sided house?
Yeah, it's a manufactured home, yes.
Okay. Do you know if your painter applied a primer, or did he just...
And it is a beautiful afternoon here. It is a It is a beautiful afternoon here in Redding, California. The sky is blue, a light breeze, and we're ready for some baseball as the Redding Colt 45s take on the Redding Browns. Hi, everybody. I'm Ethan Hansen. This Redding Colt 45s baseball game on KCNR is brought to you by Victory Powder Coating. If you have anything that you'd like to get painted, bring it to Victory Powder Coating, the North State leader in powder coating applications and metal finishing. They specialize in large industrial items, truck beds, agricultural equipment, and trailers. Victory Powder Coating at 4000 Highway 273 in Anderson. Call 530-278-5298. That's 530-278-5298. Now to the ball game here as the Colt 45s get ready to play a familiar opponent in the Browns. The Browns, if you didn't know, were actually the far west team for the St. Louis Browns back in 1946 all the way up until 1950. The St. Louis Browns, for all of you who don't know, are now the Baltimore Orioles. So now we have a bit of a revival here tonight. As the Redding Browns take the field, they are now a semi-professional collegiate team, and they will be going up against the boys in yellow, white, and black tonight. For the Colt 45s, they'll be throwing Isaac Horstman. Horstman, a right-hander, has really been commanding the zone well throughout this summer. And again, he's going to have to deal with a very frequent breeze blowing from right to left. Barrick Faskin getting his bearings on tonight's game since we saw you last Sunday at Shasta Historical Society night. And so the managers and the generals are meeting at home plate, and then we'll get back to the ball game soon. So behind home plate is going to be Mateo Mendoza. He is from Cal State San Bernardino. And then playing first base is Kyle Norton from Shasta College. Playing second is Jonathan Kumai. He just transferred to Chicago International, Trinity International College. He's originally from Washington. Over at third base is Peyton Jeffries. And then at short will be the leadoff man, Arive Camacho. In left field is Isaiah Cortez, another Cal State San Bernardino College player. And then in center field we'll have Bryce Tweed and then his twin, Blake Tweed, in right field. So we're going to have some fun here tonight. A beautiful crowd here at historic Tiger Field as well. Filled pretty solidly tonight for a Saturday night as we enjoy our 4th of July weekend. And we hope you're all having a great night as well. So the right-hander just warming up. And again, that breeze, you're going to hear some whistling through that microphone. That breeze blowing between 15 to 20 miles per hour. And so depending on how that wind blows, we can either get some balls that are hit deep and hard that are going to be out, or we get some balls going the opposite direction into left field that could carry out of the ballpark for home runs. So it's 3-10 down the line in right field, and then about 360 as you get into the right center gap. In dead center, it's 406, meaning that this is a very hard ballpark to hit home runs out of if you're looking for a straight shot to dead center. And then 360 in left center, followed by 320 down the line in left field. And then, of course, we got Safeway, so in case you need to get a quick bite, you can go to Safeway, get a snack, and then come to the ball game. We would love to have you with us. So Mendoza throws down, and we will have Diogo Corona to lead things off. So here is Corona as the Redding Browns are wearing gray jerseys with burnt orange numbers and burnt orange sleeves with black socks. Horstman looking in. Whips and delivers. Pitch is taken inside for ball one, and the count is 1-0. Horstman looking in. whips, delivers, and pitches taken high for ball two. So Corona trying to get ahead 2-0. And as we have a Ukrainian refugee family here who is attending their first baseball game tonight here in Reading as the pitch is swung on and missed by Corona for strike one. Their names are Titiana, Anna, Mira, and Kira. They've been living here for 3 weeks, and now they are at this ball game getting to enjoy some 4th of July celebrations in baseball. Working here is Horseman, 2-2 to Corona. Horseman whips and delivers. A pitch is missed upstairs and over his catcher to the net for ball three. So we have a full count. And again, all that energy, all that pregame emotion, especially when you're coming to your first hitter and you got a packed crowd like this. Horseman on 3-2, pitches swung on and fouled back and out of play. And again, a very tight parking lot here at Tiger Field. So if you don't know where to park, you're probably going to get your window smashed. Although the chance of that actually is pretty low, all things considered. I've been the public address announcer the last month and a half. 3-2 is taken just low for ball four. So Horseman thought he had a slider to Corona, but the delivery missed just low and away to the 5-8 right-hander. So now here is Peyton Russell, the first baseman. Righty on lefty matchup. Infield shaded towards second at second base and short. Pitch is swung on a miss for strike one. Blowing the fastball there is Horseman. So Kumai over at second base, sharing the battery with Arif Camacho from Antelope Valley College down in Southern California. The 0-1 is in there for a strike. So this time Horseman getting ahead and trying to strike out the lefty. The 0-2 delivery is swung on. That ball is lifted into left center, going back near the track to the warning track, and it's off the brick wall. In comes Corona. He'll be waved around third. The throw home, he is out at home. What a cutoff throw in left field by Isaiah Cortez to Camacho, and then to nab Corona trying to get to home. So Corona is stopped in his tracks. What a beautiful relay from the Colt 45s after the triple from Peyton Russell on the 2-2 pitch. So Russell picks up a triple, but he doesn't pick up an RBI, and that was just a terrific, terrific defensive sequence there from the Colt 45s. Here's Horseman now to Cody Corbell, who takes high for ball one, the right-hander. Looking about 6'1 today, wearing black cleats. 1-0 is taken for a strike. Right on the other half. So that's where Horseman's been working. Likes to work the slider and the changeup. Horseman delivers, and it swung on a miss for strike two. So even though Horseman found himself out of one jam getting the out at home, there's still a man over at third there in Russell. The 1-2 is just a bit high. Right down the middle of the plate, but just missed at the rib cage. So 2 balls, 2 strikes as the crowd is getting settled in. Horseman to Corbell. It's swung on and missed for strike three. Straight fastball there from Horseman. Gets Corbell swinging, and that takes care of him. 2 away. So here is Zach Peek, the second baseman. And again, the Reading Browns are a team of local guys that have been put together. So I'm pretty sure we'll see some names that we've heard of before in the past of Shasta County sports lore. Harris Peake, who swings and misses at the fastball for strike one. Man, he took a big old hack and nearly came out of his cleats. Horseman sets, delivers the 0-1 and swung on a miss for strike two. Comes with a slider. So now with two outs, Horseman sets, delivers the 0-2 pitch, is swung on and fouled back. That will go over home plate and near the croquet fields. So 0-2 to Zach Peake. Corbell struck out last time, so here is Zach Peake, the second baseman. Horseman sets, delivers the 0-2. Strike three called, rings up with the change. And that will do it for Peake. So after giving up a triple and a walk, Horseman comes out of there unscathed. No runs, one hit, a man left. And at the end of half an inning, it is the Reading Browns 0, the Reading Colt 45s, coming up here on KCNR.
Hi, this is Judy Maxwell. Life can happen in an instant. Sometimes you plan for it, like retirement or taking care of your family. Sometimes it's a surprise, like a winter storm with home or property damage. Sometimes it may be an unexpected accident or illness or even a premature death. Whatever life throws at you, you'll wish you had gotten the right insurance when you had the chance. That's where Maxwell Insurance can help. For more than a quarter century, we've been serving the North State because it's our home, too. Give us a call at 221-0441 to let us help you review your policies and prepare you for whatever your future holds. Maxwell Insurance, 1378 Hilltop Drive, 221-0441.
I'm celebrating local heroes. Tune in the second Thursday each month at 6.05 p.m. right after the news for Heroes of the North State on North State Now. I'm Michelle Slade. During North State Now, we will speak with your neighbors, friends, family, and community members who give back, not to be recognized, but because it's the right thing to do. During these conversations, we will learn what truly makes our community and the people in it. Join me the second Thursday of each month at 6.05 p.m., right after the news, for Heroes of the North State on North State Now.
This Reading Colt 45's baseball game on KCNR is brought to you by Victory Powder Coating. If you have anything that you'd like to get painted, bring it to Victory Powder Coating, the North State leader in powder coating applications and metal finishing. They specialize in large industrial items, trucks, agricultural equipment, and trailers. Victory Powder Coating at 4000 Highway 273 in Anderson. Call 530-278-5298. That's 530-278-5298. And so on the mound for the Browns is Cameron Phelps. And behind home plate is Jordan Ryan, who, talk about a tough guy, already plays the toughest position in baseball. Jordan Ryan was also a bull rider in his pastime. Peyton Russell over at first base. At second base is Zach Peake. At third base is Cody Corbell. As leading off is going to be Arif Camacho from Antelope Valley College. And for Camacho from Riverside, here's Phelps. Whips and delivers to Camacho, who takes high for ball one. So Phelps, the right-hander, looking at about 6'1". Phelps whips and delivers. The 1-0 is missed down and away for ball two. So Camacho, a very patient batter and a very solid leadoff man. This is a Reading Colt 45 team that has been thriving. But for The Browns trying to spoil the Colt 45's party tonight as the 2-0 is delivered on the outside corner for a strike. Looked like a saucer slider that dipped to the knees and to the outer plate. Phelps, the 2-1 is swung on. That ball is lined to short. Nice diving play caught by Diego Corona. Wow, talk about that ball having eyes on it. Arif Camacho absolutely smoked it to the backhand of Corona, and he somehow made the catch. So Camacho hits one hard but leaves empty-handed, and that will bring up Kyle Norton. So Norton, the left-handed hitter, swings a big bat and trying to bring this Redding Colt 45's crowd alive. Pitch is taken on the outside corner for a strike to the lefty, who is 6'3". So it'll be Kyle Norton followed by Bryce Tweed batting third. Phelps, the 0-1 is swung on and fouled back. Coming a little bit late there was Norton, but able to get a piece. So 0-2, the crowd still coming in, and what a beautiful, beautiful night for baseball it is. Man, last week it was around 106 degrees, and even when you got to this time of night, it was still like a sticky 92, but tonight, calm 89 degrees with a slight breeze. Doesn't get any better. The 0-2 was swung on and poked at by Norton. The grounder to second up with it is Pekin, takes care of Norton, two away. So Norton just flicking his bat out there and with the easy roller to peak. And so now with two outs, that will bring up Bryce Tweed. So Tweed and his twin brother Blake, who is the fifth batter, both players during the COVID year in 2020 and 2021, somehow ended up with Division I offers. Blake was to go to the University of Northern Colorado. Bryce was going to go to the University of Nevada, Reno, and play for the Wolfpack, but then just after talking it over and, you know, just trying to get as much playing time as possible, they decided to bounce back, and now they're playing at Sacramento City College. The 1-0 to Tweed is swung on and fouled away down the third baseline, a high arcing foul ball that disappears into Narnia, and it's 1-1. So one ball and one strike, and for Cameron Phelps, doing a good job so far of commanding the strike zone. 1-1 is taken down and away for ball two, and there's a man carrying two beers, and he is wearing a kilt. This man is ready for 4th of July, having himself a ball here on Saturday night, and very careful with those beers. Here's the 2-1 taken away for ball three. And you just got to love baseball because you never know the kind of people you're going to run into. And we've got some good fans here at Tiger Field tonight. 3-1 is Phelps looking in. He takes that left leg, sticks it out ever so slightly, then brings it forth. The 3-1 is taken down and away for ball four. So a two-out walk issued to Bryce Tweed, and that will bring up Derek Ray.
Designated hitter, number 24, Derek Ray.
So Ray, a designated hitter, part of this Colt 45's team that is celebrating 20 years of being in existence, playing games here at historic Tiger Field. General manager, former Major League outfielder Rick Bassetti. Pitch is taken high for ball one. So no score here in the bottom of the first, two outs. The Colt 45 is up to bat, and it's Derek Ray looking to drive in Bryce Tweed. The 1-0, there goes Tweed. The pitch is in for a strike. The throw to second, not in time. Bryce Tweed stole that base very easily. Got a great jump. Looked like he came in on a changeup. By the time the throw was over to second, about three quarters of the way the ball was there, and Tweed was in there nice and sliding smoothly. Now it's second. The 1-1 is swung on a miss or strike two. Play a bit late on the fastball offering. So one ball and two strikes the count now. Glad you could join us here on KCNR here on this 4th of July weekend. Phelps looks over and sets. The 1-2 is strike three called. Derek Ray flinched his wrist. Check swing is called at home plate and down he goes. So no runs, no hits. Tweed walks and then gets the second, but that's all he'll take. And at the end of one inning, the Reading Colt 45s and the Reading Browns, it's tied, no score.
Remodeled kitchen, bathroom, or backyard patio? There's a lot of choices, but only one leader, Estate Granite.
Mike Huber has such a professional attitude and a can-do work ethic that makes him a joy to work with. Mike and his crew worked to have our new kitchen finished in 5 days. We came back to a true work of art.
Hi, this is Brian Salato, broker and co-owner of the Real Estate Group. In today's competitive market, I think what's important is that the house is dialed in and turnkey. And what's important is that the kitchen has been renovated, the bathrooms have been renovated, granite, beautiful cabinetry. Those things make a significant difference.
Mike at Estate Granite has an eye for detail, an attention to perfection, and a quality build crew that are masters of their craft. Mike was there from start to finish.
Hi, this is Mike from Estate Granite. I know how important quality to a homeowner is, so give me a call at 241-STONE or come by our showroom at 4900 Mountain Lakes Boulevard or visit us at EstateGranite.com.
This Reading Colt 45's baseball game on KCNR is brought to you by Victory Powder Coating. If you have anything that you'd like to get painted, bring it to Victory Powder Coating, the North State leader in powder coating, applications, and metal finishing. They specialize in large industrial items, truck beds, agricultural equipment, and trailers. Victory Power Coating at 4000 Highway 273 in Anderson. Call 530-278-5298. That's 530-278-5298. As here is Horseman back pitching for the Colt 45s, tips his cap. First pitch is down for ball one in the dirt to Brandon Erickson, the designated hitter. 1-0 is swung on and lined to second, but Kumai is there, and he'll make the catch, and there's one away. So, nice little hit there from Erickson. Had that ball been hit about 5 feet to the right, that would have been a for sure single, but hit it right to Kumai, so Erickson, after three pitches, is retired, one away, and here is Troy Duenas. Duenas takes the fastball in the inside corner for a strike. So 0-1, and the wind is doing a good job of calming itself the last inning and a half or so. 0-1 is swung on and fouled back. So for Horseman, who attends Oklahoma City University and was originally born in Albuquerque. So the man from New Mexico doing some work here in the North State. The 0-2 pitch is taken just high. Mendoza trying to stick it. That pitch coming in high and just bending that wrist, trying to sell the strike. 1-2 is missed away. So two balls and two strikes. And again, just so crazy when you think of a town like Reading and you think even as small and as amazing as this town is, 2-2 is swung on and grounded to short as Kumai on the run. He'll throw to first, and that takes care of Duenas. Two away. So it looked like Duenas was coming in hard on the first base line, but once he realized Kumai had him beat, just slowed up a bit. And so with two outs, now here is Matt Whitehouse. So other than the triple from Peyton Russell, been smooth sailing for Horseman as Whitehouse swings and misses for strike one. 0-1. Horseman wasting no time at all. The 0-1 is a changeup in there for a strike on the outer half to the right-hander. 0-2. Horseman working like he's got bills to pay. The 0-2 is taken away for ball one. So that's when you know Horseman is doing well, is when he's working at a quick pace. 1-2, strike 3, call, and he freezes White House on 4 pitches. No runs, no hits, a clean inning for Horseman. That's 2 strikeouts for him, and that's it. No runs, no hits, and we're going to the bottom of the second. Still no score. The Colt 45s, that's hoping to come alive here on KCNR.
KCNR 96.5 FM, AM 1460, and online at kcnr1460.com. Join Sue McClain weekday mornings from 6 to 7 for the Sue McClain News Hour, where you'll hear the up-to-the-minute local news, national and international news, weather, sports, and a whole lot more. Followed by Free Fire Radio from 7 a.m. to 9 a.m. with Carl and Linda Bott. From 9 to noon, be informed and laugh along with Armstrong and Getty, equal opportunity critics. From noon to 3, learn how to get out of debt with Dave Ramsey. From 3 to 6, don't miss constitutional expert Mark Levin. Monday through Thursday nights, starting at 6 p.m., we have local shows featuring everything from the paranormal, local history, North State Now, and unsung heroes of our area. From 7 to 9, tune in to Ben Shapiro, your local downtown radio station, KCNR 96.5 FM, AM 1460, and online at kcnr1460.com.
To the bottom of the second we go, and here is Blake Tweed, who will lead things off, the right-handed hitting twin, followed by Isaiah Cortez, the left fielder, and then Peyton Jeffries will bat third. So it's the other half of the Tweed twins, and speaking of the Tweed family, that is a family that you have to feed often. You've got the older brother, Tanner, who is a catcher, and then you got Blake and Bryce, who are the twin brothers, and then Jax, who is the youngest. 4 boys in 1 household. They all can play baseball extremely well. Tanner is a catcher out of Sacramento City College. So here is Blake Tweed trying to get some action going. Pretty stale crowd so far, just settling in with a 0-0 ball game. Here's the pitch taken away for ball one. So, just looking at Cameron Phelps, likes to rely on that slider, pretty much we've seen so far. Slider, fastball. Phelps delivers the 1-0 pitch, is taken high. So, Bryce got aboard, and now Blake Tweed trying to find his way. Here's Phelps, delivers, pitches, swung on and fouled away, and so we have a 2-1 ball. Got a 2-1 count. Tweet fouled that very slightly off of his ankle, but wearing that padding to keep that left foot of his, that planting foot, safe. Phelps looking in. Lifts that leg and comes forth. The 2-1 is missed way inside for ball 3. And you know it's inside when you got to lunge forward instead of backward. All the way back to the backstop. And so for Tweed, having a pelvic thrust and get out of the way. 3-1 now. Phelps looks in. The 3-1 is taken low and in the dirt. Oh, check swing. Spoke too soon. That's a strike. And hearing the ire of this Colt 45's fan base, a very loyal fan base. It was a small flick of the wrist, but first base umpire thought it was a strike. Here's the 3-2 pitch, swung on a miss for strike 3, and down goes Tweed. An inside fastball that runs in at the hands and gets Blake Tweed, and there's one away. So that will bring up Isaiah Cortez. So Cortez from Cal State San Bernardino. The left-handed hitter, as we hear from the background, Derek Fasking's dad, Derek, called him El Conquistador 1-0. So, 1-0, having all sorts of fun here in this very mild early July day. Subs delivers. The 1-0 is taken away for ball two. So two balls and no strikes. Cortez from Amador County. A very historic mining town. The 2-0 pitch is taken away for ball three. So for Phelps, who has worked in and out of the box, but hasn't found himself into too much trouble so far. Now 3-0 to Cortez. Livery is taken for a strike. So a room service fastball, as my hero Vin Scully used to say. Not really room service, though, if you locate it, though, right there on the outside part. Room service really means down the middle, but either way, Phelps will take it. And we want to also welcome our bat boys today, Grayson and Bodie. Phelps delivered for a strike, so just when you think Phelps is out of it, he comes fighting back. Now with a full count to Cortez. The 3-2 pitch is taken just low for ball four, and so Cortez is aboard. Working himself a walk, was ahead 3-0, battled back 3-2, and then got the walk. So now here is Peyton Jeffries, who I believe is one of the few two-way players for the Reading Colt 45s, and I say two-way player loosely just because we've seen him pitch, and he is listed on record as having pitched for Shasta College and for the Colt 45s as he swings and misses for strike one. Coming in at the knees with the fastball is Phelps. Again, the infield, the battery mates, Peak and Corona, shaded there at second. The throw over to first, pickoff throw, bounces off the glove, high in the air, but it ran right to Peyton Russell, who was able to gather himself. So after sliding back to first, Cortez advances no further. Cortez looking for his shot to make a move. Cortez not going. The pitch is taken high for ball one to Jeffries. So one ball and one strike and having all sorts of fun. Homer, the official mascot for the Colt 45, saying hi to the kids. 1-1 is taken high for ball two and in. Little dust off for Jeffries. So two balls and one strike in for Jeffries from Vancouver, Washington originally. Is a suburb of Portland. 2-0 is taken inside for ball three. So for the Colt 45s trying to get some action going, we have the man from Amador County over at first, and now going out to talk to his catcher briefly is Jordan Ryan. So just a short discussion. And for the Reading Browns, taking the lineage of the once minor league town Reading, California, part of the Far West minor league system for the St. Louis Browns. 3-1 is grounded to short for one. 2-2 is Corona. The throw is in time for double play. So Corona turns to Peak and then to Russell. A 6-4-3 double play for the Browns. And that ends the Colt 45's inning. No runs, no hits, nobody left after the Jeffries double play, and at the end of two innings, we are still at no score.
Remember us, the Tula Kids? Well, we're back, and we would like to ask you a few questions.
Do you love TV? Do you like low prices? Call our daddy.
Hi, this is Doug Tooley with B&T Satellite. You know that by not calling the 800 number for your satellite needs, you get local service, faster installation, and most importantly, we speak your language. We ask the questions to ensure you get the right package for you and your family. We do big dishes, we do little dishes, we do internet dishes, we even do dishes.
Dad, I have never seen you do dishes.
That's because I do them most of the time.
So do I.
No, you don't.
Hey, kids, we're working here. Give us a call, and we'll help you figure out the best for your family. Whether it's dish services or local antenna help or streaming services, call me, Doug Tooley, 241-DISH, that's 241-3474, or visit us on the internet at btsatellite.com.
B&T Satellite is a DISH-authorized retailer. Restrictions apply. Ask for details.
Top of the third inning we go, and here is Horseman again pitching. It's been a smooth sailing battle for both pitchers so far. Horseman and Phelps only one hit allowed between the both of them, and that was by Horseman to Peyton Russell, who had a triple into left center that would have scored Diego Corona had it not been for the beautiful relay from the Colt 45s, Cortez to Camacho, and then Camacho making the perfect throw to tag out Corona, who was trying to go from first to home. So just one hit so far here in the top of the third. And so leading off is the bull rider, Jordan Ryan, and he is built like a bull rider too, man. Talk about a guy who lifts weights and definitely takes his protein shakes. That man is 6'3", and I would say a solid 220. Yep, he's a bull rider, and trying to show that he can swing the bat too in the 8 spot. Horseman says, but I have a beard as well. Horseman whips and delivers fastball in the inside corner for a strike. I gotta ask him, you know, how long it took him to grow that beard. That thing is going around his ears to the other side, almost like that arch in St. Louis. The 0-1 pitch is grounded to short. Up with it is Camacho, throws the first, and that takes care of the bull rider, Jordan Ryan. So, one away. So that's now six hitters in a row retired by Horseman as Tommy Sipes looking to break up the rhythm of Horseman. He sets, whips, and delivers a slider to the inside corner of Sipes is low for ball one. Righty on lefty matchup, trying to come in with both the breaking ball and the slider. So two balls and no strikes, light clouds, very picture-perfect sky. I mean, man, you could make a painting and probably sell it for $300 on the market. The 2-0 is inside for ball three. So a gorgeous ball game, and now for the Browns and the Colt 45s trying to break the deadlock. Horseman delivers the 3-0, is on the outside corner for a strike. Did not wake up today and expecting a pitcher's duel, but that's what we've seen so far from Phelps and Horseman, two very efficient players. 3-0 is missed high for ball four. So Sipes with the one-out walk, and that will bring up Diego Corona. So that breaks up the string of six in a row retired, call that the press box jinx. Call it just missing a little bit. But here is Sipes over at first. And now for Horseman working with Corona. Horseman delivers a changeup on the outside corner for a strike. Man, that just puts you to sleep. Nice pitch there. And you see that more often, I feel like, with pitchers throwing their breaking pitches, first pitch as opposed to traditional fastball, almost kind of like the opposite, how you would use your fastball to get your breaking ball in rhythm, but maybe if your fastball isn't working, you throw that breaking ball to get your fastball in rhythm. 1-1, curve is missed low for ball two. So 2-1, and again for Horseman, that beard kind of almost reminds you of how Weird Al Yankovic likes to wear it in some of his music videos. That's the only comparison that I have. 2-2 now to Corona. Infield shaded in and double play depth. A 2-2 pitch, and it hits Corona. A fastball that Horseman tried to run inside to Corona, and instead, that is a fastball that hit the meat of his shoulder, and that does not feel good at all. So Corona hit on the 2-2 pitch, and now for Peyton Russell, trying to, this time, hopefully, if you're the Browns, trying to cash in. On some runs. Runners at first and second. Sipes moving over to second after Corona was hit over at first. First base in at the scruff of the grass, and we'll get timeout for the moment. So again, just a little discussion as that breeze starting to pick up, and you again can hear that slight whistle. So for Russell, who checks in, the owner of a triple, but not the owner of a run. Here's Horseman, whips and delivers, pitch as a fastball in the inside corner for a strike. 0-1, and this is a very skilled infield the Colt 45s have, as we saw earlier in that first inning. The 0-1 is bounced in the dirt. So for Camacho, trying to give Sipes something to think about over there at second, harrying Sipes at short. Horseman looks at second, delivers the 1-1 pitch, and is swung on, Sipes high in the air, fell down the third baseline. That'll go out of play and just away from the stands. Got to return all foul balls. Though you don't get to keep them, maybe you get to keep them. I don't know. If you have a kid and he really wants the ball, I think there's a couple you can give away, but 1-2 now. Horseman working on Russell. Gust of wind comes into the ballpark. The 1-2 is swung on and rolled to third up with it. The throw to second for one. The throw to first, double play. 5-4-3 started by Jeffries to Kumai, and then Kumai takes care of business to Norton, and that ends the inning. So despite hitting a man and walking a man, Horseman gets out of the inning unscathed once again. No runs, no hits, a man left. And at the end of 2.5, it has been a pitcher's duel here at historic Tiger Field. The Colt 45 is coming to bat. Still no score here on KCNR.
This is Carl Bott and Ted Leidy. We want to invite you to our new show, Man Up, the fourth Thursday of each month, right here on KCNR 96.5 FM and 1460 AM.
Man Up, 6 to 7 p.m., where we explore the lost art of being a man.
Spirits, cigars, and hit the ground running when you get up in the morning. That's what Man Up's going to be about.
Oh, don't forget motorcycles, guns, and hard work every day.
And those things that men talk about when women aren't around.
That's right. Even cooking sometimes.
Even cooking sometimes. People, places, and things.
Serving your family, your community, and your country.
Man Up. Fourth Thursday of each month from 6 to 7 p.m. right here on Free Fire Radio.
To the bottom of the third we go, and it is Mateo Mendoza to lead things off. And so for Mendoza, who is from El Cerrito in Contra Costa County, so say a Bay Area kid, got to meet him and gather some notes as he takes a breaking pitch on the outside corner for a strike. So 0-1-2, Mendoza again from El Cerrito. 0-1 is swung on and fouled back. And so for Mateo, who has a brother, his brother Lucas is a baseball player for the University of Oregon in what is the Pac-12 conference still. Phelps looking in, whips and delivers. The 0-2 pitch is swung on, grounded to third under the legs of Corbell. And so for Mendoza, he reaches base after the error at third by Corbell. And with no outs, this could be what the Colt 45s need to score some runs. Looked like a tailor-made ground ball there for Corbell. Got his glove down, but just shot under his legs and into left field. And so now here is Kume to try to pick him up. Here's Phelps. Delivers a pitch that's high for ball one. So 1-0 to Jonathan Kumai from Washington. Went to Everett City College and is now going to go to Trinity College in Chicago. The 1-0 pitch gets through the catcher and over to second goes Mendoza. So Mendoza, after reaching base on the air, scampers to second, and now Kumai trying to cash him in. No outs. Bottom of the third inning. The 2-0 to Kumai is swung on, and that is chopped into right field on the ground for a base hit. Here comes Mendoza to score. The ball then skips past the right fielder and into from second to third goes Kumai with a single and then an error on two extra bases. So Kumai doing the smart thing. He saw a big old hole open in right field and just chopped it where the outfield wasn't. And then for good measure, overrunning the ball was Tommy Sipes. And so from first all the way to third goes Kumai in RBI, and it's 1-0 Colt 45s. So here's Arive Camacho now trying to turn this into a big inning for the home team that occupies Tiger Field. And for the Reading Browns, they play at Volante Park. Their home games at Volante Park in Anderson. The 1-0 is squirted down the right field line and foul, giving chase is Russell, but that ball will roll out of play. Bounce right on top of the Colt 45's dugout, and neither harm for the fans nor the cars that they have parked. Over at third is Kumai. Camacho trying to bring in his battery mate. The 1-0 hit just swung on Mr. Strike 2, and man, Arive Camacho looked like he tried to hit that one to Mars. Man, that was a breaking ball. He took a big old swing and bit like a Shasta Lake bass. or excuse me, Lake Shasta Bass. Shasta Lake is the city, for those of you who don't know. The 1-2 is swung on, lifted into center field, and that'll drop for a base hit. In to score is Kumai. Camacho picks up the RBI single, and the Colt 45's on a roll here in the bottom of the third, now leading 2-0 with no outs. So Camacho picks up the run batted in. So after swinging and missing on 1-2, takes a simple approach, gets those hands in, barrels it up, and with a nice single into left center. There goes Camacho. The pitch is high. The throw to second, not in time. So Kyle Norton is up to bat, and before he can even get comfortable in the box, his shortstop is taken second. The 1-0 to Norton. Norton shows bunt, rolls one up along the third baseline, and foul. Clean play there by Barrick Fasking, also working as the third base coach there. So 1-1 in for Barrick Fasking. He has been around the Colt 45s for 14 of the club's 20 years of existence. 1-1 is swung on, foul back. And so for Barrick, who grew up in Cottonwood and attended West Valley High School, was a player for the Colt 45s for 3 years, and he has been the coach for 11 years. 1-2 to Norton is swung on, lifted up along the third baseline. That is slicing away and foul. So one ball and two strikes. It's kind of weird when you get the ball going up in the air, and if it gets enough distance, the ball sort of disappears from my vision because of the dugout. So you're kind of almost peeking through the pipes, but we know what's going on. Got x-ray vision. So one ball and two strikes as Norton trying to continue the party. 2-0 Colt 45s. Two runs scored by the team wearing yellow and white tonight. Norton trying to follow Camacho. The 1-2 pitch is taken away. So two balls, two strikes. Definitely got to try the food here if you get a chance. Come down to a game and eat some nachos, some world-class hot dogs. 2-2 swung on. That ball's lined down the third baseline and foul. So Norton getting on top of the high pitch and slicing it. So for Phelps, laboring a bit. Two runs come across, one unearned. After Mendoza opened the inning by reaching on an error at third base. 2-2 missed down and away for ball three. So for Phelps, and no action I see in the Browns dugout. He is their man for now. Full count. There it is. The 3-2 pitch is just away for ball four. So Norton reaches base for the first time tonight. The third walk issued by Phelps, and now that will bring up Bryce Tweed. And Bryce Tweed, man, talk about a guy that is having one heck of a summer. Levy leads the Colt 45s in home runs and hit two home runs in one game. Here's the pitch taken for a strike to the left-hander. So interesting. Two brothers, very much alike personality-wise, both very, very cool, calm, collected, but one hits lefty and the other hits righty. Go figure. look over to second, and retreating back is Camacho. So Camacho just trying to keep the mind of Phelps busy, though. 0-1 is swung on, lifted into left field, back toward the warning track near the wall, and making the catch is Duenas, and all the runners will hold. Nice play there from Duenas. Looking up into that bright blue sky, locating the ball, and then using that right hand to make sure that he wasn't close to the wall. You just never know with your spacing where you're going to end up. So beautiful textbook fundamental baseball there, played by Duenas. There in left field. So now here is Derek Ray, who struck out in his first at bat in the first inning. Ray trying to add something to his resume. The pitch is swung on a miss for strike one, in at the knees and tailing inside towards Ray. 0-1. Phelps looking in. He delivers. There goes the runners. And there won't be a throw, as stealing third is Camacho. Over to second goes Norton. The good old double steal. And they stole it without even a throw. Sometimes it's not just about how fast you are, but how you can just get a pitcher's timing. Colt 45 is doing exactly that with Phelps. 1-1 is missed low for ball two. So two balls and one strike, and we got a little flock of Canadian geese over there in right field getting their bird's eye view of the game as well. Haven't had any animal disturbances yet, I don't think. 2-1 is swung on, squirted back to the pitcher. Nice play there from Phelps. The throw to first is in time. Wow, that was a tough play for Phelps. A one-hopped comebacker hit on the inside part of the bat. So not only are you dealing with that bounce, but with some extra English and some spin, but Phelps, the pro that he is, takes care of Ray, and there's two away. So now here is Blake Tweed. Struck out in the second inning. The pitch to Tweed is swung on, fouled back up along the third baseline. And so for Blake, and I believe his family just, I think they just relocated to Chico. So, but the Tweeds, though, all four of them, Tanner and then the two that are playing for the Colt 45s, Blake and Bryce, attended Red Bluff High School. Won a section championship. The 0-1 is blocked nicely there by our signature bull rider, our professional bull rider, Jordan Ryan. So doing his job of keeping the ball in front and not allowing Camacho to come home and score. One ball, one strike, two outs, bottom of the third, 2-0, Colt 45s. 1-1 from Phelps is bounced high and in the dirt for ball two. That'll squirt past Ryan and in to score easily is Camacho. It's now 3-0, Colt 45s. So that was just a tough play all the way around for Ryan to handle. That ball bounced right at the plate, and as soon as it hit his chest protector, the ball went about 12 feet to the backstop, and Camacho able to score. Over to third. Now is Norton. Tweed trying to keep the inning alive. The 2-1 pitch is grounded hard down the third baseline. That's a fair ball. In to score is Norton. An RBI single for Blake Tweed. And it's now 4-0 Colt 45s, who have opened this game up. Left fielder, number 10, Isaiah. So four runs coming on. Three hits for the Colt 45s. And now here is Isaiah Cortez trying to keep it going. Lefty on righty matchup. There goes Tweed. Taking the strike is Cortez as Tweed steals second and the ball nearly running into right center field on the throw by Ryan. So for the Reading Browns, trying to assert themselves into this game, but having a tough time with this talented group of youngsters, the Colt 45s. Phelps, the 1-0 pitch is swung on line down the third baseline and foul out of play. That will go down into the third base club. Get some goodies if you pay a decent price and get an all access. So I think you get some food as well. So 1-2 now to Cortez. 4-0 Colt 45s here in the bottom of the second. Phelps delivers the 1-2 pitches. Strike three called and down goes Cortez. So Cortez is rung up on a curveball. The outer half. And that will end the inning, but not before the Colt 45s score four runs, compliments of a pair of RBI singles from Jonathan Kumai and Arif Camacho along with Blake Tweed. Four runs on three hits, a man left, and at the end of three innings, the Colt 45s lead the Reading Browns 4-0.
At Shasta Regional Medical Group, we're focused on the health matters that matter to you, like having a primary care doctor you trust. Our physicians put patients first. They take the time to listen to your needs and concerns, and they provide the information you need to make good decisions about your own health. At Shasta Regional Medical Group, you have an integrated network of caregivers and specialists working to serve you in a compassionate, patient-centered environment. We're conveniently located right across the street from Shasta Regional Medical Center. To make an appointment, call Shasta Regional Medical Group today at 605-4260 or visit us online at ShastaRegionalMedicalGroup.com. Shasta Regional Medical Group. Your primary care is our primary concern.
This Reading Colt 45's baseball game on KCNR is brought to you by Victory Powder Coating. If you have anything that you'd like to get painted, bring it to Victory Powder Coating, the North State leader in powder coating applications and metal finishing. They specialize in large industrial items, truck beds, agricultural equipment, and trailers. Victory Powder Coating at 4000 Highway 273 in Anderson. Call 530-278-5298. That's 530-278-5298. Top of the fourth inning, and the Browns trying to respond. As the pitch is swung on and missed for strike one to Cody Corbell. So Corbell struck out in the first inning. Horseman whips and delivers. The 1-1 pitch is on the outer half for a strike. So Horseman working well, and I believe that this is the beer batter that the crowd likes to hear. If the beer batter strikes out, then the crowd gets beer for $4 for the rest of the inning. So top of the fourth, and that will also then bring up the frozen fifth, where if the Colt 45s hold the team to no runs, ice cream is a dollar off. Here's a 2-2 pitch, strike three called, a straight fastball to Corbell, and Corbell strikes out for the second time tonight, much to the delight of the Colt 45 fans and also the fans of the Reading Browns, as beer is $4 off for the rest of the inning. Or, excuse me, only $4. Only $4. Said that once as a PA announcer. That did not bode well. $4 for all you listening on the radio. So here is Zach Peek, who takes on the outside corner for a strike. The second baseman. Four strikeouts now for Horseman, the man out of Albuquerque, by way of Oklahoma City University. 0-1 is in there for a strike, and Horseman is, again, working smooth, playing red light, green light, working very quickly, looks in, whips, and delivers. The 0-2 is swung on and misses strike three, blows the fastball there by Peek. So two batters, two quick outs via swinging strikeouts, and now here is Brandon Erickson. So Albuquerque, also known for one of the most famous balloon, hot air balloon festivals in the U.S., as the first pitch is lined there from Erickson, but it goes right to Kumai, and that ends the inning. So no runs, no hits. And that is now four strikeouts for Horseman. And at the end of 3.5, it is the Colt 45s leading the Browns 4-0. This Reading Colt 45s baseball game on KCNR is brought to you by Victory Power Coating. If you have anything that you'd like to get painted, bring it to Victory Power Coating, the North State leader in power coating applications and metal finishing. They specialize in large industrial items, truck beds, agricultural equipment, and trailers. Victory Powder Coating, located at 4000 Highway 273 in Anderson. Call 530-278-5298. That's 530-278-5298.
Alan Gordon, Coachmaster Collision. Although Coachmaster is recognized as the authority and specialist in frame and suspension, we are primarily your auto body and truck collision repair center. This includes all vehicles, Lexus, Honda, or pickup trucks. Our technicians are highly trained and have the most advanced equipment to ensure a complete and quality repair. With our knowledge and the insurance claim process, all we need is your claim number to handle your claim. Coachmaster has a great working relationship with all insurance companies. This ensures a complete repair with quality parts and a delay-free process. At Coachmaster, in our 50 years in business, we've experienced almost every situation imaginable in a claim. This experience and personal dedication to the repair of your vehicle sets Coachmaster apart from all other choices. And yes, if we can't fix it, no one can.
Learn more online at CoachmasterAutobody.com.
Bottom of the fourth inning we go, and here's Peyton Jeffries to lead things off. And again, Peyton Jeffries, who grounded into the double play his first at bat. The Colt 45 sent up eight batters, nearly batted around there in the third inning, in which they scored four runs, and that's where we stand. 4-0 as Jeffries takes a strike on one. So for Jeffries, who is from Vancouver, Washington, and since it's 4th of July, we'll talk about some American history during this three-day weekend. 0-1 is missed low for ball one. Found out that once upon a time, the 18th president of the United States, Ulysses S. Grant, was once stationed in Vancouver. Vancouver, Washington, not Vancouver, Canada, which is on the other side of the border and on the north side. There is Jeffries, grounds one to second. Up with it is Peek, and the throw gets away, and it rolls into the Browns' dugout, and over to second goes Jeffries. Wow, that was a routine grounder that looked easy for Zach Peek, but instead he threw the ball low, and not only did he throw it low, he threw it into his own dugout, and so not only does Jeffries get aboard, but he gets to take second as well. Man, that is like hit and go, getting to a chance box, and then picking up the card in Monopoly and finding out that you won 1,000 fake dollars. So, either way, Peyton Jeffries will take it, and that sets the stage for Mateo Mendoza, who reached on an error to lead off, and eventually he came around to score. Here's the 0-1 pitch, and that ball is taken high. So, for Mateo Mendoza, who had one pitching appearance during his high school career at St. Mary's College High School, we won't be around to find out about it, though. Here's a grounder to short up with it is Corona and throws out Mendoza, and there's one away. Moving over to third is Jeffries. So Mendoza moves Jeffries over to third, and that will bring up Jonathan Kumai, who has been a ninth hole nightmare as far as the opposing team is concerned, batting over 300 coming into today's game and takes away for ball one. And interesting to note, Jonathan Kumai, and he's about 5'7", but a very solidly built 5'7" guy. It looks like he's got some footwork, and his original sport was soccer. Was a midfielder. Probably played some hacky sack and some futsal as well. Still indoor soccer for those of you who don't know what futsal is. That's indoor soccer for those of us. 1-1 is swung on line to short up with it, playing it on the one hop. The throw to first from Corona is in time to get Kumai coming over home, and safe at home is Jeffries, and there's now 5-0 Colt 45s. So for Peyton Jeffries, in motion, went on the throw after the throw from second to first, from short to first, and Jeffries able to beat out the throw and score the run. So for Kumai, picks up his second RBI, and now with a clean deck, here is Arif Camacho. Camacho swings and misses for strike one. So Camacho, 1-for-2, singled and came home to score on in that four-run third inning. 0-1 pitches, missed high. So for Camacho, who is from Riverside, and Riverside, a suburb of Los Angeles in the Inland Empire, takes away for ball two. And it's funny because, you learn so much during this great game and you just assume things. And even though Barry Bonds went to grew up in Northern California, as the bat is broken on the grounder to second up with it. His peak throws the first to Russell and gets Camacho. So no runs. One run. No hits. Jeffries comes home to score, and at the end of four innings, the Colt 45s lead the Browns 5-0. Reading Colt 45's baseball is brought to you by Victory Powder Coating at 4000 Highway 273 in Anderson. If you have something that you would like to get painted, bring it to Victory Powder Coating. Powder Coating is a durable, colorful, environmentally friendly alternative to paint. It's useful in automotive, agricultural, decorative, and high temperature applications. Call Victory Powder Coating at 530-278-5298. That's 530 278-5298. Victory Power Coating.
Premier Change. Premier in all we do.
Premier Oil Change has been locally owned and operated since we opened in 2006, enjoying long-term relationships with our team members and loyal guests. Many of our team members have worked with us for over 10 years. Many of our certified technicians have logged over 30,000 oil changes, working on hundreds of different vehicle makes and models. In an ever-changing world, we strive to keep up with change with our extensive training program. It's important to the staff at Premier Oil Change that our customers' cars are well taken care of by experienced, well-trained technicians, so you can depend on your vehicle to get you and your family to your destination. Don't forget that you can earn free oil changes with Premier Rewards. Learn more at PremierOilChange.com or visit us in Palo Cedro. Premier is in the Holiday Market Shopping Center or in Reading on Lake Boulevard next to Waterworks Park or our newest location in Anderson across from Roundtable. Remember, you get a free car wash with every oil change. Premier Oil Change, home of the friendly oil change.
Troy Duenas to lead things off for the Reading Browns. It's 5-0 Colt 45s here as we reach the top of the fifth inning, and for the Colt 45s trying to shut the Browns out, and if they do so, ice cream will be a dollar off for the rest of the fifth inning. Who doesn't like that deal? But for Horseman again, pitching very well, been very efficient. 4 strikeouts on the day for him. 0-1 is taken away from on the outside corner for a strike. 0-2 to Duenas. Horseman whips and delivers the 0-2 pitch. Breaking. Ooh, I thought that was strike 3. Maybe not. Oh, got a little jumpy there. 1-2. To Duenas, Horseman delivers, swung on, and fouled back. So 1-2, and again, for this Reading Browns team, taking the name of the minor league team that was here once upon a time, the 1-2 pitch is swung on and lifted into that high, blue, cloudy sky, and that'll drop for a base hit. So a blue single there for Troy Duenas.
Center fielder, number 20.
That ball was hit high into the sky and then just dropped right there in the center. And now here is Matt Whitehouse. So Whitehouse struck out his first at bat in the second inning. And the first hit for, as Whitehouse grounds one up along the first baseline, and whoa, what a play there from Whitehouse, who dives under the glove of Kyle Norton, and he's safe. Wow, what a play there from Whitehouse. Kyle Norton thought for sure he had himself an easy tag, and Matt Whitehouse just pulled the fast one. Instead of just taking the tag, Whitehouse just ducked under him, limbo style, dove under his glove, and he is safe. That is a safe man. And Derek Fasking going to go have the umpires have a discussion about it. But wow, what a play there from Whitehouse if he is safe. And he's got a big old grin like he had just got away with something. So that was exciting, and for the Browns trying to turn this back into a competitive game, and we're going to have an appeal, and he is safe. Man, talk about entertaining the crowd. Kyle Norton just thought for sure he had himself an out, and Matt Whitehouse said, no thank you, you will not get Lunchables. Instead, you will get a safe man at first base. So runners at first and second now, and here comes the bull rider, Jordan Ryan, who grounded out to short in the third inning, trying to bring home Duenas and Whitehouse. Here's the pitch, taken on the outside corner for a strike. And I've seen players, jump over the first baseman, but I've never seen somebody just straight burrow under there like they were a groundhog. 0-1, and fastball on the outside corner for strike two, so, man. Whitehouse still cheesing, got that big smile of his over at first base for the Colt 45s, though still in comfortable position, leading 5-0 here in the top of the fifth with no outs. The 0-2 is swung on and missed for strike three, so that takes care of Ryan, and now the fifth strikeout for Horseman, and that will bring up So that will bring up the left-hander right fielder, Tommy Sipes. Sipes. Right, it looks like some goggles there at home plate as well. Looking to square one up and make this competitive. The boys out of Anderson trying to show out in the big ballpark. First pitch swinging is Sipes is grounded to Kumai for one. To Camacho, the throw to first, double play, and that ends the inning. So despite some theatrics from Matt Whitehouse, it does the Browns no good. Sipes grounds into the 4-6-3 double play, and the crowd gets ice cream off for the rest of the fifth inning. No runs, two hits, nobody left, and we're going to the bottom of the fifth inning. The Reading Colt 45s leading the Reading Browns 5-0 here on KCNR. This Reading Colt 45s baseball game on KCNR is brought to you by Victory Power Coating. If you have anything you would like to get painted, bring it to Victory Power Coating, the North State leader in power coating applications and metal finishing. They specialize in large industrial items, truck beds, agricultural equipment, and trailers. Victory Power Coating at 4000 Highway 273 in Anderson. Call 530-278-5298. That's 530-278-5298.
Alan Gordon, Coach Master Collision. Although Coach Master is recognized as the authority and specialist in frame and suspension, we are primarily your auto body and truck collision repair center. This includes all vehicles, Lexus, Honda, or pickup trucks. Our technicians are highly trained and have the most advanced equipment to ensure a complete and quality repair. With our knowledge and the insurance claim process, all we need is your claim number to handle your claim. Coach Master has a great working relationship with all insurance companies. This ensures a complete repair with quality parts and a delay-free process. At Coach Master, in our 50 years in business, we've experienced almost every situation imaginable in a claim. This experience and personal dedication to the repair of your vehicle sets Coachmaster apart from all other choices. And yes, if we can't fix it, no one can.
Learn more online at CoachmasterAutobody.com.
Guess what? Bottom of the fifth inning we go. Colt 45's leading 5-0, and here is Kyle Norton to lead things off and coming up like a man who just had his lunch money stolen because Matt Whitehouse tricked him and got a base hit on what looked like a for sure out. It was a bunt by Whitehouse up along the first baseline if you're just joining us. And getting in front of the ball was Norton and just thought that he was going to take care of him and get the easy tag, but instead Whitehouse, as he grounds one into the hole at short, and safe pit first on the infield single is Norton. So Norton safe on the infield single as he grounded it to the hole in left field, backhanded by Corona. So, with a man aboard, that will bring up Bryce Tweed. So, I guess that lunch money feeling doesn't feel as bad now for Norton since he gets his first base hit of the game. But just to finish the thought, Norton thought that he had Whitehouse pegged for sure, and Whitehouse burrowed under him like a groundhog and somehow ended up first unscathed and untouched. The Colt 45s would have the last laugh, and it was a double play to end the inning that did the Browns in. So here is Bryce Tweed now, the left-handed hitting half of the twin package for the Colt 45s, takes high and away for ball two. So two balls and no strikes. Norton over at first. Not going. The 2-0 is taken on the outside corner for a strike. So for Bryce Tweed, man, when this guy is going, I mean, talk about a perfect combination of speed, tremendous arm, hits for contact, hits for average. I mean, the guy can really do it all. And he's got some pretty explosive pop for a guy that is 5'11" and just really growing into his body. Like some of these kids, you gotta remember, they're only 19, 20 years old, still growing into their bodies and, you know, just barely touching their potential. There goes Norton on strike two. There's a line drive into left center, and that'll go for a base hit, and that is off the blue brick wall. In to score is Norton. It's a stand-up double for Bryce Tweed, and now the Colt 45s lead 6-0. Just as we were talking about here, and for Bryce Tweed, he squares one up for his first run batted in of the day. Reaches base for the third time, but that's his first hit, and that will bring up Derek Gray. So for the Colt 45s, looking to collect some more runs. If you're just joining us here, getting late to us on KCNR, the Colt 45s wearing yellow jerseys with black numbers, white pants and black socks, and for the Reading Browns, looking almost kind of like the University of Texas Longhorns. Gray jerseys, burnt orange sleeves, and orange numbers. It's a good look. Two good-looking uniforms on both sides, doing battle. 1-0 pitch is swung on a miss. A fastball that Ray comes away empty with handling. One ball and one strike. And there's a noise going on in the background. And is that a drum? Oh, no, that's a 1-1 pitch is missed low. Sounds like a lawnmower. I'm just trying to figure out whether or not that's Derek Faskey making that noise or there's just a lawnmower going on in the background. Either way, 2-1. To Ray. Phelps looking in, delivers. The 2-1 is swung on, fell back off the back netting. And once again, thank you for joining us tonight on this gorgeous early July day. Last week it was over 100 degrees, almost unbearable, but we are being blessed with a beautiful 4th of July weekend. There goes Tweed as the pitch is swung on and fouled back. Tweed trying to take third on the hit and run from Ray, and Ray gets a piece of the baseball, a slice of the nacho, and we'll do it again. So 2-2. Bryce Tweed, that long brown hair of his just sort of blowing out through this wind. Ray choking up on his bat with two strikes. Phelps delivers, 2-2 is missed down and away for ball three. And so for the Browns, who were coming in and looked like they were the last second entry for the Colt 45s, who were supposed to play the Portland All-Stars originally, but they canceled. And so now we get the Browns as Ray takes inside and low for ball four, and he takes first base. So, still with no outs. Already one run in, and so now it'll be Blake Tweed trying to trade places with his brother over at second. The pitch, there goes Bryce, the pitch is high, the throw to third gets away and thrown into left field, and after stealing third, Bryce Tweed will touch home and score. It's now 7-0, Colt 45s. So, Bryce Tweed not waiting for supper or his brother to bring him in. Goes straight steal the third, and then ball was thrown into left field by Jordan Ryan, allowing Bryce to score. Now here comes Blake with 1-0. The count takes down on the outside corner at the knees for a strike. So one ball and one strike. No better place to be here at the start of this 4th of July weekend here at historic Tiger Field. Celebrating 99 years this year. 1-1 is missed. Low for ball 2. Squirts in the dirt and under the legs of catcher Jordan Ryan, and taking third easily is Ray. So 2-1, and for this Colt 45s team, trying to play aggressively and, you know, just learn the game of baseball. These guys are, some of them are 17, 18, 19, 20 years old, as 2-1 is swung on and missed for strike two. So, for Phelps, working on the right-hander. The 2-2 is swung on, fell back, so protect the swing. And again, this isn't just about winning, but this is about learning the game as well, learning to battle with two strikes, expanding the zone and working on things and maybe just tooling some things that maybe you wouldn't get to do during your regular season, that for some of these schools starts in late January and then runs into May. 2-2. Pitch is missed high at the elbows for ball 3 to Tweed. 3-2, and Phelps working with a slight breeze again. Just blew in momentarily. 3-2 is swung on and missed for strike 3, and down goes Blake. So Blake strikes out. He's now 1-for-3 on the day, and with one out, that will bring up Isaiah Cortez. So now we're going to have the manager for the Browns go check in on Cameron Phelps. And so Tyler Spencer checking in, and Phelps just talking with his skipper. And Phelps will stay in the game as Spencer retreats back to the dugout. 7-0, Colt 45s here in the bottom of the fifth inning. Over at third is Ray Idle, and Cortez trying to cash him in. The pitch to Cortez is swung on and grounded to short, bobbled, but picked up there and thrown across the diamond to first by Corona in time to retire Cortez and to score is Ray, and it's now 8-0, Colt 45s. So Peyton Jeffries up to bat, reached on an error by the second baseman. His last plate appearance in the fourth inning. Takes outside. Ball goes to the netting for ball one. So one ball and no strikes in with two outs. Pitch is swung on, popped up along the first baseline and foul, and now we're starting to get some deeper clouds out of play. So for Jeffries, again, born in Vancouver, Washington, and I mentioned before how Ulysses S. Grant was once stationed in Vancouver in 1852. Jeffries swings and misses for strike two. So one ball and two strikes. And again, Vancouver, Washington is actually on the southern border of Washington, not close to Vancouver, Canada, on the other side. Here's the 1-2 liner that is hit hard into right field for a base hit. And so Peyton Jeffries keeps the inning alive with a hot shot past Zach Peake. And so with Peyton Jeffries aboard, that will bring up Mateo Mendoza. That was just one of those tough, hard liners that just ate up Peake. It was hit to his right and but got past him. So Mateo Mendoza, who has reached once in the third inning, trying to add a hit to his baseline and takes low for ball one. So one ball, no strikes, fifth inning, bottom half with the Colt 45s leading the Reading Browns, 8-0. 1-1 is swung on and tomahawked back, and that ball just disappeared. And again, back to Narnie, and we don't know where that ball went. Just sort of went up into the clouds, and it's almost like the fans were reacting, waiting for it to come down. Like Mr. Schmee said in Peter Pan, no splash. 1-1 fastball is on the outer half for a strike, and Mateo Mendoza giving the home plate umpire a cheeky sort of grin. 1-2, two outs. Phillips looking in, delivers the 1-2, is bounced in the dirt for ball two, and taking second without a throw. Stealing is Jeffries. So Jeffries, not a straight steal, but went on the pitch on the dirt, and after the delay, the second and a half hesitation, he took off. The 2-2 to Mendoza, swung on and grounded to third, up with it is Corbell, throws the first and retires Mendoza to end the inning. But not before the Colt 45s add three more runs with RBI, with an RBI double, compliments of Bryce Tweed that brought home Kyle Merton. Three runs for the Colt 45s, and at the end of five innings, the Colt 45s lead 8-0. And once again, the Reading Colt 45s baseball game on KCNR is brought to you by Victory Power Coating. If you have anything that you'd like to get painted, bring it to Victory Power Coating, the North State leader in power coating applications and metal finishing. They specialize in large industrial items, truck beds, agricultural equipment, and trailers. Victory Power Coating at 4000 Highway 273 in Anderson. Call 530-278-5298. That's 530-278-5298.
Premier, your friendly old change. Premier in all we do. Premier Oil Change has been locally owned and operated since we opened in 2006, enjoying long-term relationships with our team members and loyal guests. Many of our team members have worked with us for over 10 years. Many of our certified technicians have logged over 30,000 oil changes, working on hundreds of different vehicle makes and models. In an ever-changing world, we strive to keep up with change with our extensive training program. It's important to the staff at Premier Oil Change that our customers' cars are well taken care of by experienced, well-trained technicians, so you can depend on your vehicle to get you and your family to your destination. Don't forget that you can earn free oil changes with Premier Rewards. Learn more at PremierOilChange.com or visit us in Palo Cedro. Premier is in the Holiday Market Shopping Center or in Redding on Lake Boulevard next to Waterworks Park or our newest location in Anderson across from Roundtable. Remember, you get a free car wash with every oil change. Premier Oil Change, home of the friendly oil change.
Isaac Horseman continuing to pitch well into the sixth inning. He has five strikeouts. Six strikeouts for Horseman. And leading off for the Reading Browns is going to be Diego Corona. So for Corona, who has been hit by a pitch and walked, reached base twice, but not in the fun ways you would think, was walked and then in the third inning got hit flush on his shoulder. So takes on the outside corner for a strike. Top of the sixth inning, and we have a full crowd here at Tiger Field, home of the Colt 45s. Taking on the Reading Browns is the 0-1 pitch is grounded to third. Up with it is Jeffries, throws across diamond to Norton, and that takes care of Corona. So, one away, and so Corona is retired quickly, and that will bring up Peyton Russell. So, Russell, the left-handed hitter, working against Horseman in very impressive days so far from the pitcher from Oklahoma City University. There was on the outside corner for a strike, 0-1. Here's the 0-1 pitch, waved at him, missed for strike two. So, no balls in two strikes the count. Horseman looking in, sort of squinting almost into his catcher, and then steps off for a bit. So the staring contest is, let's just say that the staring contest was a stalemate. The 0-2 is just a bit low. Trying to sell it on eBay was Mendoza, but he does not have a buyer. Horseman shakes off Mendoza. The 1-2 is taken away. And again, almost like Mendoza pointed at him saying, I like the spot, I like the spot, just got to bring it in ever so slightly. Here's the 2-2 pitch, swung on and missed for strike three, and down goes Russell. So that's now seven strikeouts for Horseman, and now we'll have a switch as coming into bat is Paul Bigelow. So Bigelow swings and fouls pitch away, and he takes the spot. Ooh, and that hits the top hood of a CRV, it looks like, a four-wheeler there. That'll leave a mark, but not too much damage, hopefully. 0-1 to Paul Bigelow with two outs. 0-1 is swung on, fouled back again. Will this go into the crowd, or will this go into the parking lot? And it looks like we have another car being hit, judging by the crowd's reaction. 0-2, two foul balls, two hit cars, and let's hope you have insurance. Here's the 0-2 pitch, swung on, waved out of Mr. Strike 3. Horseman overpowers Bigelow, and that ends the inning. No runs, no hits, two strikeouts, now a total of 8 for Horseman. And at the end of 5.5, the Colt 45s lead the Reading Browns 8-0. And once again, the Colt 45s is brought to you by Victory Power Coating at 4000 Highway 273 in Anderson. If you have something that you would like to get painted, bring it to Victory Power Coating. Power Coating is a durable, colorful, environmentally friendly alternative to paint. It's useful in automotive, agricultural, decorative, and high temperature applications. Call Victory Power Coating at 530-278-5298. That is 530-278-5298, Victory Power Coating.
Now, this is Carl Bott and Ted Leidy. We want to invite you to our new show, Man Up, the fourth Thursday of each month, right here on KCNR 96.5 FM and 1460 AM.
Man Up, 6 to 7 p.m., where we explore the lost art of being a man.
Spirits, cigars, and hit the ground running when you get up in the morning. That's what Man Up's going to be about.
Oh, don't forget motorcycles, guns, and hard work every day.
And those things that men talk about when women aren't around.
That's right. Even cooking sometimes.
Even cooking sometimes. People, places, and things.
Serving your family, your community, and your country.
Man Up. Fourth Thursday of each month from 6 to 7 p.m. right here on Free Fire Radio.
To the bottom of the sixth we go, and we have a new pitcher on the mound for the Reading Browns. We have Jesse Claus. So Claus, the left-hander, and he's got the orange cleats to match the burnt orange jerseys. Texas Longhorn style, Reading Brown style. So let's see how Reading Colt 45s handle a left handed pitcher, and leading off will be Jonathan Kumai. So Kumai takes low for ball one. So the former soccer player who is studying business. And a nice city to not only get your education, but play your baseball in Chicago. Trinity International is where he's headed next as he takes a pitch on the inside corner for a strike. Looked like a little pick-me-up fastball there. 1-0 is swung on, grounded to third, having trouble bobbling it, and then the throw to first is not going to get there in time. So Cody Corbell got eaten up with the grounder hit to him, and safely at first is Kumai, who reaches base for the second time tonight, and that will bring up Arif Camacho. So this is another guy at 5'9" who has some power. And hit with those wind bats doesn't make it any easier as he swings and hits one into the hole in left field. Pass Corbell for a base hit. Over to second goes Kumai. And so Arif Camacho putting himself together quite the ball game. Now 2-for-4. Two hits on the day. And now here's Kyle Norton. So Norton, he's 1-for-2. Grounded to second his first at bat in the first inning, walked in the third, scored, and then singled and came home to score. Inside for ball one. Left